Senate Bill 6818, which I've sponsored alongside Senator Brooks and Senator Judy Ward, is a simple concept. It would prohibit the state, the county, a local municipality, school district, or college that receives state taxpayer subsidies from requiring a proof of the COVID-19 vaccine to enter a facility within its territory. The state could not require proof of vaccines for citizens to live their daily lives, to enter a restaurant, to go to a barber shop. New York State created the Excelsior Pass, which is a QR code that individuals show to prove that they received the vaccine. Taxpayers in New York State paid IBM to develop this vaccine passport app to the tune of $2.5 million. And here's something to be aware of. The three approved vaccines have been approved under emergency use authorization. None of the vaccines have been fully approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. And under federal law, an individual must be given the option to accept or refuse administration of the vaccine. The good news is that the administration has stated that they have no plans to implement a vaccine passport in Pennsylvania. This bill will ensure that that, in fact, remains the case. The legislation was amended on the Senate floor to prohibit the Secretary of Health from unilaterally putting in place prohibitions that we have all experienced and heard a lot about from our constituents over the last 15 months. And over the last few months, we have seen a massive data breach over very sensitive personal health information from the third-party vendor that the Department of Health tasked to conduct contact tracing. We still do not have answers for the more than 70,000 Pennsylvanians who have been impacted. And this legislation will assure the people of Pennsylvania that the state will not even entertain a possible vaccine passport, smartphone app, as well as ban any requirement of proof of vaccines to carry on our daily lives.